they love the actual bubble, the actual lie that you're living in. The entire government is a lie. Rome, the Vatican, is a lie. The news media is a lie. Can you believe world news today with all the things that are going on, that they're telling you about polar bears and global warming, which is also a lie? They're telling you anything that will divert your attention from the one world cult in Rome. The Bible says that the cult in Rome is Satan's seat. This is Roman government is powered by Satan, and the cult in Rome is powered by Satan, and it is the one that gives the government the direction of these filthy things that they're doing. They hate the Word of God so much that they've actually outlawed the Bible in school, and they're outlawing the name God, Jesus. They're saying Christmas, they're calling it Xmas. In other words, X the name of Jesus out. X the name of Jesus, but Xmas. And this they've been doing for so many years. And they're blaming the Jews for all the trouble that the Vatican is causing. Now, there was Babylon, and there still is. Babylon is Iraq, Iran, and several other Arab nations around there. But Mystery Babylon, it's a mysterious because most people think, well, that's Iraq and Iran again. No, it's not. That's Rome. Rome, Italy, where Satan's seat is, city of the seven hills. Now let's finish with John Steeler's letter. I can't help but interrupt. I apologize for that, but every time I hear him saying these things, I have to relate it to some of the things that are happening in the world today and things that are actually happening to people like myself and Buster and Sanford and all the wonderful people in our church that are defying Satan, because we're not going to go to hell because we're going to be afraid of this wicked, or I'm not afraid of Satan, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, because it's the power of God unto life for all of us that believe. Amen?
Amen.
The power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
To all of us that believe. Now, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ means that you believe in the whole Word of God. That means the Old and the New Testament, because it's all the Word of God. Now, if you say you believe in Jesus and yet you doubt the Word of God, any part of it, you don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You're just a phony, like all the rest of the people in the world that say they believe in Jesus and they don't. Okay, let's finish with Mr. Peeler's letter here to me.
Likewise, there is no real evidence against my son, just three hearsay perjured witnesses. Thank you for your prayers and genuine concern. Signed, John G. Peeler.
Yes, I've hired my attorney, Eric Lieberman, in New York City to try everything with his power to get this young man out of prison, because he's only there because John Peeler would not assassinate me. Now, if John Peeler would have assassinated me, well, then his son would be on the bricks right now on the street. So this shows that this is all coming from the Vatican, because the only one that I'm exposing is the Vatican. And the Vatican is the root of all evil, not just money, because the whole story about the Vatican is money and corruption in government. The Vatican is a political and corrupt monetary type government. It's a democratic government. They say that their system of government is not one nation under God. It's like this Vatican is for us and us alone. It's a man-made religion. Democracy means that of the people, by the people, and for the people. But God says, yeah, that's right, if you are first, you're under me. Amen?
Amen.
We are really not Democratic or Republican if you're a Christian. You have to be in theocracy, not democracy. Theocracy is that God, that means Godocracy, okay? Because God has made a perfect system of why, how we should live and how we're not going to be attempting to have sex with another man's wife. We're not going to murder anybody. We're not going to allow, we're not going to condone the first degree murder, like the, what they call abortion. All right, so Sanford, now, so here's, he's warning me, be careful. And Sharon, come over here and read the part in the literature that John Keeler wrote regarding how to, what they're going to do or how they do things. Go ahead, get right into the mic here.
All right, Keeler said, I want you to tell Pastor Lamo right now to be as careful as he can, because the government might even assassinate...
Our government would assassinate people for preaching the gospel? Yes, okay, go ahead.
Might even assassinate him over this article that he did. For example, they have someone who's real good at fixing your car. This is one of the deals...
Yeah, what he means, very good at fixing your car with bombs, cutting the brake line. Amen?
Yeah.
They believe that that was the same thing that happened to Princess Grace when she was going down the hill from Monaco. Okay, I've been there. Okay, keep going.
This is one of the deals they did a long time ago on a person I knew. They went and put a big screwdriver inside the tubeless tire of the car, and this guy had a Corvette and drove it really fast. He was going around the curve. The screwdriver came through the tire, and he rolled off the curve and killed himself. There's stuff they can put in your drink, like, for example, Gastro. They try to get people and send them down there to put LSD and different mind-altering drugs in his drinks or ice cream or whatever. Just tell Tony Alamo after this last article he did, where he's 100% on the mark and where it shows the government and the special agents for doing what they're doing is totally corrupt and outrageous, that he needs to be extremely careful. Because the United States government, which is thoroughly controlled by the Vatican Roman Catholic cult church, has killed people for less.
Okay. Now, as I said before, Sanford White went to the Nashville area to pick up the bus to take my wife and my child to the doctor's. Eye doctor, she kind of has a blurred vision sometimes when she wakes up in the morning. She's just 6 years old. And so what happened, Sanford? Did we have brand new brakes?
Brand new brakes, brand new engine, brand new generator. The bus is in top operating condition. Absolutely top operating condition. And the brakes worked perfect. I did not get under and check the brakes, which was my mistake that I made. But they were working fine. I was coming down the highway. I was almost home, and I went to pull off the freeway onto an off ramp, and they absolutely totally went out with no warning, 100%. I couldn't gear down fast enough. They couldn't get the brakes, the emergency brakes, fast enough. And my main push was to make sure I didn't hit another vehicle, and I ended up going bouncing into across a highway, a small road, and into a ditch, and a very violent stop. And I realized after how thankful I was that Tony and his family was not in the bus, and the only way that could have happened was somebody had sabotaged the brake line.